Yep.
Thank you very much to accept my appointment. And I'm doing a research about future education. So my first question is, what is your definition of good education? And what do you think the most important goal of education?
For me, good education is metaphor. Is the student half-filled glass and the professor pushes things in it, or is the student like a garden and you nurture? But to me, good education has some content, and you're teaching something, some facts, some science, some data, some ideas, theories, but also it's like a garden. You're teaching how to question. You're nurturing, you're getting new ideas, you're learning together. So in action learning, it's called it's questioning plus it's program knowledge or content plus questioning. So it's to create a culture of questioning where people question, what is life about? How does a plant grow? So the teacher should know something, but the teacher needs to know content, but also the teacher needs to know process, how people think, and he or she needs to know different ways of thinking. Green hat for new ideas, black hat for critique, white hat for logic, the orange hat for passion. So you know, the process of education is very important.
So, do you think that there is any problem in traditional education? Why is there a lot of debate and challenges? What is the most important problem of global education reform?
Traditional education, I don't like at all.
Okay.
It's actually not about education. Traditional education has three core things. One is to create warriors, is to love the nation state. Two, traditional education assumes the student is stupid, you just have to fill the person. Traditional education is just learning, it doesn't teach you. It doesn't teach you how to learn, doesn't teach you how to think. It teaches you just to be obedient. So I find traditional education not appropriate for the challenges we face today in the world. It's teaching deeper, higher quality level thinking. So global education reform, first, yes, you need some data, some facts, but the process is as important. So back to the questioning thing. Traditional education used to be, it makes certain people powerful, usually priests or monks. Then now it makes professors powerful. So it makes religious culture powerful, or it makes nation state powerful. It doesn't make the person who's learning powerful.
So nowadays many countries are promoting non-traditional education like open education, alternative education, homeschooling, exactly. So what is your comment about this situation?
No, I mean, if alternatives come about, that's fantastic. When a system is rigid, we need to open it up. So I think homeschooling makes sense, alternative education, spiritual, peace, feminist, ecological. Those are all different ways people can learn. My son was in a normal school. He was very miserable, bullied, people were mean to him. He was different, they didn't let him be different. Then he moved to a non-traditional school, a Montessori. Now he's very happy. People enjoy him, they love him, they take care of him. There's something called bell curve. What's our tolerance for the variation? Traditional education, the tolerance for difference is low. Alternative education, to me, the tolerance needs to be broader. So that's what I feel, alternative education, opening up the possibility of what we consider different ways of learning and knowing.
So, do you think alternative education really helps for children learning, or it just gives another choice to those children who cannot get with the traditional education?
No, I mean, my experience, it really helps them learn. Yes, it gives another choice, different way of learning, but I mean, traditionally, a different alternative could be bad too. You know, it could be even worse. So it's not so simple. I guess it depends what type of alternative education. So what are the values? Is it not process? Is the teacher loving? So I would look at the pedagogy. So you'd have to analyze that.
Okay. So the final question is, what is your scenario of future education? Can you describe the possible scenario in your mind?
Yeah, when I look at futures of education, there's some possibilities. One is traditional, right? School or university. second is becoming more and more corporate.
Mm-hmm.
Student is always right, student is customer, so we run like a business.
Mm-hmm.
Third is virtual, just-in-time learning, peer-to-peer learning, everyone learns online from each other. Fourth, which I like, is if you think about the university of school, about facing today's challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So that means challenge one, how to bring other ways of knowing, spiritual learning, process learning, theological learning. Challenge two is how to understand all the problems facing today.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't need physics or chemistry, you need everything physics, plus chemistry, plus philosophy, plus religion.
Mm-hmm.
So my preferred scenario is educational system that helps us meet today's challenges and tomorrow's challenges.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, we have to think differently, be transdisciplinary, use technology, have more spiritual education.
Mm-hmm.
It means big changes.
Okay, thank you.